It was perhaps a doomsday for the dwellers of Pakistan's Abbastown when a massive bomb explosion turned their world upside down. Blast with impact radius of 700 meters left at least 50 dead and scores of others wounded. But the lasting pain which started after the blast was caused by the government's inaction and negligence. The victims' families say they have not been contacted by any provincial or federal government official so far, a week after a blast. Although the government promised to bear the cost of rehabilitation of Abbastown victims, but the bereaved families are pessimist. They say that the government has never lived up to its promises before. And now, when the government's tenure is about to end, there are slim chances that they will keep their promises. I visited this house, which lost a father and a son. The bereaved family is angry over government's incompetence.
After evening prayers, my husband and son went to our shop and then the bomb exploded, which darkened my whole family's lives. My son was my whole world full of life and promise, and those animals who don't have any religion took his life, and so far, no federal or provincial official has visited us.
While others also have similar stories to tell.
If the law enforcement agencies want to control these miscreants, they can control them in few days. But those who nurtured them will never want to crush the same outfits who were formed and supported by these agencies. Our law enforcement agencies consider these banned outfits as strategic asset.
Families are demanding the incompetent Chief Minister of Sindh, Qaim Ali Shah, should also step down, like the Chief Minister of Balochistan, Aslam Raisani, who was dismissed after January blast in Quetta. According to Human Rights Organization, over 7,000 people have been killed in Karachi in last 5 years under Shah's tenure.
बिल्कुल अगर कोई सपोर्ट करता है तो कैसे फिर वो उनके खिलाफ कार्रवाई कर सकते हैं
A rehabilitation is one thing, but our primary concern that has not been addressed yet is the inaction of the federal and provincial governments against the banned outfit for 5 years. And even now, what they are doing is just an eyewash, cold-hearted, limited operation against the miscreants to somehow win votes in coming elections.
Analysts say that the violence is no longer confined to a particular community. But the most hit by this violence are Shia Muslims, who make up over 20% of Pakistan's 180 million population. Experts believe the Pakistani state needs a comprehensive national policy to root out extremism from society. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.